Shalom Aleichem, sweetie friends, this year should be a schuss for a refuah shleima, for Eliana Naomi Bas Ayalat Yocheved, for shleima, and Ritzvi Moshe, and Sarah Leah refuah shleima, and for Moshe Tzvi and Frida Simcha refuah shleima, Soch Sharachol Yisrael, Sarah Chancha Bas Aham Benacham refuah shleima, and for Rib Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'ase yodov. He and his wife should have everything good. And for a zivug hagun, for Yehuda Leib ben Nechama Rivka, and for Rivka Esther bas Eliel Peretz, and for Yocheved Rivka bas Bina, they should all have a zivug hagun and everything good. We're learning from the Sefer Torah's Emes and Parshas Toldos from the Heilige Rebbe Reb Leibla Eger, the Einikel of the Holy Rebbe Kiva Eger, who became a Chassidish Rebbe. Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Holedis Yitzchak. These are the descendants of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. It says Reb Leibel that according to Seichel, according to human logic, it would be fitting that Yitzchak should only have Tzadikim because he was so pure. That's Das Enoshi. Because he was born from Avram Avinu, who was a holy father, and Sarah Imenu, a holy mother. He was only born after the Bris Milah, it's a holier child, when the child is produced from a person who has the sign of the Bris on his body. However, it says in the Medrash that the Bris is Al Shem Yitzchak, Vez Brisi Akimis Yitzchak. V'ikar Sharish Kedushas HaBris Hu Be'elu Beza Inyanim. So even though it's very nice, Avraham Avinu had the first Bris Milah, but Bris is Al Shem Yitzchak, because the Bris is really about two things. Number one, you have to be machris the orla, you have to remove the foreskin, and number two, you have to reveal the atara. One reveals the crown of the Bris Kodesh, and therefore first you have to have the orla and remove it, and then reveal the atara. Now Yitzchak was, as we said, Sharish Kedushas HaBris. Yitzchak was the source, the root of the holiness of the Bris, and therefore he should only have had holy children. It comes from Avram, from Sarah, after Avram had a Bris Milah. Bes Bris Yaakov is Yitzchak. However, something had to come out of him that wasn't holy. He had to have an orla come out of him in order that it should be removed. Because the whole idea of the Bris, we said, involves two elements. Number one, removing the Orla. Number two, revealing the Kedusha of the Atara, the holiness of the Atara, the light, they call it the Or of the Atara. So therefore, Yitzchak, who is the Sharish HaBris, has to produce two children. One who represents the Orla, and one who represents the Kedusha of the Atara. So Esav is the Klipas HaOrla, and that has to be removed. So that's why, even though according to logic, Yitzchak should not have had bad children, but he had an Esav, in order that this Orla, which is Esav, should be removed, because that's the Mahalach. That is the process of Bris. And then Yaakov is revealing the Atara HaKadosha as being part of the inheritance of God. And again, the reason Yitzchak was born B'Kedushas HaBris, that he's Shorish Kedushas HaBris, that necessitates that he should have a child who represents the Orla, is because he was born from Avraham Avinu after Avraham Avinu had his Bris Milah, and therefore he was born B'Kedushas HaBris. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Ve'ela toldos Yitzchak ben Avram." Rashi says, "Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim beparsha." These are the toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Yaakov and Esav, who were spoken about in the parsha, that he had these two. Through them, the kedushas habris was revealed. And why was this coming from him, Dafka? Because Avram holedes Yitzchak. In other words, when his name was Avram after the Bris Milah, since Avram holedes Yitzchak. That's why Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. That's why Yaakov Yitzchak had to have an Esav and a Yaakov, because he was born from Avram. So he's the Sharish Kedushas HaBris, and therefore he was molded both of them. He begat both Yaakov and Esav. In order to be Mekayim, what it says in the pasuk, "Vez Brisi Yaakim is Yitzchak," so it's a true Bris with Yitzchak. He has an Orla Dika Esav and an Atara Kedusha Dika Yaakov, and that's the Bris of Yitzchak. So that's the first shtickle in Parshas Toldos from the Heilige Rebbe Reb Leibel Eger. We move on to the second. Keta. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram holiday says there's really quite a bit to say about this pasuk. It seems very simple, straightforward pasuk, but obviously we know the pasuk is filled with problems. The most basic is that it repeats itself. These are the descendants of Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. If you tell me Yitzchak the son of Avram, I know Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So there's a lot of discussion in many sfarim as to what this pasuk is teaching us. So says Reb Leibel, Siyum haPasuk Nira L'Chora K'Miyuta. The end of the pasuk is apparently superfluous. Ki Kvar K'siv Yitzchak Ben Avram. Already says Yitzchak Ben Avram. So of course Avram Holidus Yitzchak. Yishloimar Al Pi Asher Hergan Loimar Shebishasidra Ashishis Ukenegad Midas Yisod Raza Debris Kayoma Kadisha Asher Hu Inyan Kiyum Hanitzchi La'ulme Ad. This sixth parasha of Toldos, Bereishis 1, Noach 2, Lech Lecha 3, Vayera 4, Chayisar 5, Toldos is 6. The sixth parasha is the secret of the Holy Bris, that's the meat of Yisod. Yisod is the sixth sphera, and Yisod represents the Kedusha of the Bris. And that's the Kiyum Nitzchi Lo Me'ad, that's the our eternal mandate in this world, is represented by our Bris, V'hinei Amrizal, and our Bris Nikra Al-Shem Yitzchak, Yitzchak's Bris, V'elu Toldos Yitzchak, Hainu, Bakiyum anitzchi animshach mebchinas Yitzchak shu Yaakov v'sherlov nemar ki Yaakov b'chayal loka. Do you know what the true Toldah of Yitzchak is? Yaakov, because Yaakov is going to last for eternal. What's the Toldah? What's going to be the true descendant of Yitzchak? Yaakov, who's going to last forever. And with that it says Toldos is because Esav was also born. But as we said in the previous shtickel, that's just the orla that's mechasa the atar. It's actually mefurish in the Zohar Kadosh Baruch Hu's Balak that that's just the orla that's mechasa the atar. But really, the true tolda of Yitzchak is only Yaakov. Now it's interesting that Parshas Noach also begins Eila toldos Noach, and instead of telling us who Noach gave birth to, it says Noach ish tzaddik, and Chazal say, why doesn't it tell us who his children are right away? It tells us that he's a tzaddik, because the Ikra told the same, Shel tzaddikim is their ma'asim tovim. So we could say the same shot there that we're saying here, that the Ikra tolad, in other words, the kiyum anitzchi of b'chinas tzaddikim, Ikra told the same, Shel tzaddikim, we know that a tzaddik is careful and is mid of yisod. Yisod is the mid of shmiras habris. So the Ikra told of tzaddikim is their ma'asim tovim. Tov, we know, is Raza de Bris, that's the secret of the Bris. The word Tov, Tesvav Beis, represents the holy secret of the Bris Milu, which is our eternity. And then, Pasuk relates how this Kiyum was continued. Vayelad Noach Shel Shabanim. It's just the first we know that told the same Shemas Shel Tzadikim is their Maisim Tov, and others their Shmiras HaBris. And that's what's going to keep them going forever. And then it says, that he gave birth to Shem. So these three kids, there's only one who's going to have the Hashtalshalos of 10 generations until Avram. And that wasn't the beginning of Kedusha yet, because we're not called B'nai Noach. If a person makes a neder that he's not going to benefit from B'nai Noach, he's Mutter B'zer Avram, even though we all are B'nai Noach. We're all are B'nai Noach, so why if you make a neder from B'nai Noach, are you Mutter B'zer Avram? So the Pasha Teretz is, because we're not called after Noach, we're called after Avram. And even Avram himself, the kiyum of his descendants, it wasn't actually established yet, because he also had some descendants who weren't shayach to Kedusha, not miyuchas after him. However, after the Bris Milah of Avram, and he went into the meat of Yisod, which Yisod foundation, he gave it a strong foundation, he gave it a strong kiyum, and then it started. Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, that's the true Zara Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak also had psolas and a klipa. But then after Yitzchak is Yaakov, and Yaakov is the Shlemus of all of our Avos, Bechir Avos, he's the true Beirul Olmeyad, that's what lasts forever. Avram had his Pselus, Yitzchak had his Pselus, but Yaakov is the is Shlemus, he didn't have any Pselus, the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. And about him it says, B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, and Chazal say, B'Yitzchak, within Yitzchak, not all of Yitzchak, Esav isn't the true Zera, but Yaakov is. That's true Zera Avram. And that's Toldos, Eila Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. In other words, the Yisod, the Hakiyom, and Nimshach, mi Yitzchak, Shabris, Nikra, Shema. The foundation and the true existence that's drawn from Yitzchak, that he's called after the Bris, that's Bris, Yakim, is Yitzchak, is Avram, Holid, is Yitzchak, Holid, is Elshon, Maf'il, Hifil. In other words, through Avram, He was Avraham Avinu entered into the secret, the Raza of the Bris, and then he got the extra Hey Avraham, and then he has the Tkoach HaHulada that he put into Yitzchak, that Yitzchak should put out of Yaakov, and that's going to be the Kiyum Gomer. So Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, you know what they told us of Yitzchak ben Avraham are, you know how he was able to make toldos, you know how he was able to make something truly lasting, because Avraham holded us Yitzchak, because Avraham, who has to have a true Kiyum, he gave birth to Yitzchak, he begat Yitzchak, he was the father of Yitzchak, and Mikoch the Bris Milah of Avraham, even though it wasn't perfect yet because he had previously had a Yishmael and Yitzchak was also going to have an Esav, however that is going to produce ultimately this Yaakov, the Yaakov, and the Yaakov is going to be the fulfillment of the eternal existence of the Jewish people. I'll say that Yaakov was Poda Avraham. A lot of discussions about how Yaakov was Poda Avraham, but Avraham had to have fewer children, so that was only established by Yaakov. And based on this, we can explain the whole union of the Be'eros. It wasn't Pashut, but they're digging wells, they're sealing up the wells. What's going on over here with the wells story? It's just so weird. Why? How it got into the Chumash? Well, miracles, give me a miracle, give me something fun, give me something, you know, some event here. Just digging wells, sealing off wells, what's going on? So obviously this farm, fine, tremendous depth. Avraham Avinu was Chofer Be'eris, and people were Makane Avraham Avinu. What's pshat? Because Mid of Yesod is called Mabua de Be'eris, like the flowing pit of water, because that's the Makor of Shefa, and that's the Kiyum HaNitzchi L'ol Me'ad, like it says Ukomotzamayim Shelo Yechazvu Me'imav. And that was the Indian Avraham Avinu dug, and he found Be'eros. He was the beginning to find the source. That's the Kiyum L'ol Me'ad. Avraham Avinu went to the source of life, the source of Chiyus, of Mayim. And in the time, lifetime of Avraham, nobody can cover that up. But after the death of Avraham, the Plishtim said, oh, Avraham Avinu has no more koch. So they were misgaber against the Kedusha, that their Choshech Shashashom should be Machasa the Aretz, should cover the earth, their darkness. And so Befoel, they said, this is the time, so let's go for it. Let's seal up the wells. But Be'emes, the Koach HaKadusha was still there. The Pula of Avraham Avinu is eternal because he had Yitzchak, and that he has the Mabua de Beira. He has that well that produces, that holds the water, the secret of the Bris. And that's what it means. Ve'yeshev Yashav Ve'yeshev Yitzchak Ve'yachbores Beiris Hamayim Asher Chofru B'mei Avraham. Yashav Yitzchak returned and he dug those wells that they dug in the time of Avraham. In other words, Yitzchak did what Avraham did. He also brought to the Hizgalus of these living waters of the Beira, the Raza de Bris, Mabua de Beira, this flowing pit filled with water, life. In the time of Avraham, lifetime of Avraham, there was no Hiskabris Lehefech. And also in the time of Avraham, there was an Esav who didn't start being a bad boy until after he died. So after Avraham dies, Vayisatmon Plishtim. So they try to be Mechaseh the Kedusha. But it was still there in the earth, it was just Mechuseh. They sealed it, but it was there. It was just hatmana. It was just mutmana. It was hidden inside, but it was there. It was a maya novea ba'otam takfok of rishana. And we know that the way of the maya and the way of the spring is that when you cover it, no matter how much you cover it, with how much dust you cover it, eventually it's going to come out. And here also the maya was betakfo. And then when he was misgabra de kedushas Yitzchak, it was shotef, and then it was over on all the steamers. You had the kedusha of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was megala these beiros, these water sources. These well springs, That's what Yitzchak did. Yitzchak revealed what was covered up after Avram died. And now when he revealed it, it showed that it was there all along. Now it just comes out even stronger. Everyone has this in their life. A person is born with the Orla and his Atara, and in the end it's going to be cut off. But at the beginning, it looks like it's going to be Mechase, it's Mesgaber and the Atara Kedosha, and it's Mechase. And that's a Hachana L'Tzorach HaKedusha, in order that it should be Mesgaber afterwards, B'Kedusha B'Yeter says. And the Maisa of Oseinu HaKedosha, B'Chafiris HaBeres B'Tchilasam, and the sealing off, that they dug the wells and the Plishtim sealed them off, that's a Simen Labanim. The Ramban says whatever happens to the elves is a Simen Labanim. So they made this Simen for every Nefesh Ovid Hashem, but sometimes you're Osek and you're Avoda, there's the Nefila, there's the Stima, you shouldn't be Messiahish, you should just know that it's Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah. They're covering it up in the bottom, there's more and more water gathering, and then it's going to just eventually burst out. Hashem will help you. And that's also merumas in the names that Yitzchak gave. Yitzchak gave the first one Esek. It's a sin, but the sin is interchangeable with the Samach. That's the Esek HaMelchama Neged HaHefech. Being involved in a war. The beginning of the Avoda, it's a big Esek to fight against those who are trying to overpower us. Sometimes there's an afila, and that comes from this hatred, sitna. That's the scabrous of the other side, the dark side of the enemy. And then when a person fights strong or fights harder, then it's called rechovos, hirchiv Hashem lanu. But now there's no longer a koach ahefech. Everything is lost. All the koach of our enemies is erased. And emelu parinu baretz. And we're going to be fruitful in the land. That the Kedusha is going to expand. There's going to be a tremendous aliyah. Vayal misham Be'er Sheva. He went up from there. There's Be'er Sheva, which also has tremendous spiritual meaning, as hopefully we'll discuss in other shiurim. Akopanim, so that's the whole inyan of the Be'eros, of this covering up of the Kedusha, of the Plishtim, but it being there, it being latent. And then the revealing by Yitzchak, and that's going to be myself is similar banam l'chaladoros, that the kedusha is there, and the tzaddik shekeneged is trying to cover it up, and our job is to just open up the well springs. We know it's there. We know there's holiness. Nachash Tikkel, Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holy as Yitzchak. He goes back to the first pasuk. Adiktok mavur lam leila michta ben Avram. Why did they say ben Avram? We know Yitzchak's father was Avram. Hakol Yodim ki Yitzchak ben Avram. Everyone knows that. Olam nichtav shneinis Avram holds Yitzchak. Nocham holds is Avram holds. What's going on over here? So he says Yeshlom Rapi Adua that Yitzchak Avinu was the mocker and cherish bechinas hatzimtzum. It's the meat of gvura of being mitzamtzim, of closing it off, of holding it off, limiting. And the whole meaning of koach halod is bechinas av of a koach hamashpia. The whole inyan there is. Is this love and being mashpia, and therefore when the pasuk says Eila told us Yitzchak, it's a pella. How does Yitzchak molded? Molded, you need koach hashefa, koach avel hashpia, and Yitzchak was the opposite. It was koach hatzimtzum. He was yoshev be'eretz hanegev. He was in the land of the dry land. There was no lachluchis. There was no moisture of shefa to be mashpia to someone else. He's Bechinas Tzimtzum, and therefore the Pasuk Fir Dois, the Pasuk concludes Ben Avram, that's the answer, since he was Ben Avram, his Midas Midav Chesed, he's the Mokor of Shefa and Ava, he's Mashpia V'yafa Koyachav L'Ashpia Shifo Yatob Ibn Yitzchak. So he gave Avram, this Ben Avram gave Yitzchak the Koyach to be Mashpia's Shefa, that he's going to be the Tzinor through which there's going to be a shefa of chesed to Avram, and it's going to be mezgalai they lay the siyankov, and that's what it says. Avram holed is lashon hifilas Yitzchak. He was mafil the koch holada and Yitzchak, and that's how he had Yaakov, whose midah was rachamim. That is as well known that hamtokas hagvuras bechasadim is called rachamim. And if you sweeten the strict judgment, the power with chesed, that's called mercy. That's rachamim. That's Kabbalah. And the lady of Yaakov was hamtokas hagvuras vatzimtzum shel Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak was tzimtzum. Yitzchak was gvuras, holding yourself back, but sweetening it up. It was sweetened up by Avram Avinu by the fact that he was Avram's son, and that produces rachamim. He had the shefa of chesed Avram within him, and that made the rachamim. Avram holed. He gave Yitzchak the koch to be molded at Yaakov, who was a rachamim, which is the hamtokas hagvuros, the sweetening of the gvuros. And uvezenes galim is harachim b'olam, and that's how the midah of rachamim came to the world. So these are very deep kabbalistic inyanim. And the shtickle concludes here with brackets. Amar Avram, the son of Rav Leibler, said that I remember when I was in his holy room, and he told me this Torah. I showed him the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that he says something very similar to this. He alludes to this idea, and he says, "Hareini kaparis mishkavos chusir again ulai v'al kol Yisrael." I should be an atonement for his death, and his merit should guard me and all of Klal Yisrael. So we should all be zochem to Hashem. Vilmod v'ulamid lishma v'lasus v'kayim. It's called divrei salmat. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.